With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
It's a Bears Victory Friday on the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we've got Jay Moore, we got you. We're not only on ESPN 1000, but also on YouTube and Twitch as well. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Let's Go Sports Bar. Find ESPN Chicago on YouTube and on Twitch. And speaking of Buffalo Wild Wings, check out our teammates because the party don't stop. Carmen Yurko and Wadlin Sylvie, all shows 12 to 2:30 and 2:30 to 6:30 will be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge today. So make sure that you check out the guys. They're going to be in the same location, Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. Carmen Yurko and Wadlin Sylvie.
That's a fine. And I have no money. I don't have my phone today. And Zetterman, you could stick that. Get rid of your phone and decompress nonsense because I'm on edge, feel like a man without a country. I was driving on the Edens and I went, oh, where's my phone? Called my wife from OnStar. I literally hit the OnStar button. Excuse me, is there any way to buy a couple of minutes to make a call? She said, what do you need? I need to call my wife. We'll just put it through for you. Wake my wife up. Can you go down and find my phone? And then I had to come in here and text my wife on Jay Moore's phone. This not having a phone thing, I have never been this unrelaxed in my life. Awful.
As we talk to you about the Bears on this Bears Victory Friday, 312-332-3776 our phone number.
You have no empathy.
So the Bears, I'm sorry?
You have no empathy for what I'm going through.
No, when I was born, I passed up that. I went to happiness and laughter. I passed up empathy. Nonetheless, the Chicago Bears selected in yesterday's first round of the draft Caleb Williams at number one, and Rome Odunze at number nine. Cap, I'm just telling you, I'm just overjoyed about the process that the Bears have gone about trying to get this team on track. Just remember, it was sputtering here and there under Nagy, just kind of sputtering. And now this Bears team is on track to be able to do great things because of the action they've done in the offseason. This is not... Someone in the office today will say, oh, same old Bears, same old Bears. It's not the same old Bears because the process is completely different than what we've seen in the past. This is not a McCaskey or a Phillips sticking their beak into the process of football business. This is a Ryan Poles production, whether you like it or not.
What they have pulled off in 2 years, this guy got hired in January of 2022. He got that year's free agent class, but he had to tear things down. He got last year. Didn't even have a first-round pick in his first draft. Mm-hmm. You remember this?
Yes.
And now where we're at with a full holster of picks going forward and some bonus picks? Oh, my goodness. I mean, good to be us.
Yeah. Chasing greatness, right?
Chasing greatness. That is the mantra, chasing greatness, and that's what we're doing.
Chasing greatness. I love that hoodie that my partner is wearing. He's been wearing the last couple days, actually. He's sleeping in it. He's walking around the city in it because he is proud of where the Chicago Bears are right now.
Yeah, my bright orange hoodie. I wore it last night. This is not the same one. I have multiple. I didn't want to wear one that was I was in all day yesterday.
Why not? Just to sleep into the juices that is the Chicago Bears.
Gamey.
well.
Chasing greatness. That's it.
Yes.
It's what it's all about, man.
And we're talking to you about it here on ESPN 1000. Caleb Williams, he was excited, and he wants the Bears fan to know that he's glad and happy that he's part of the Chicago Bears.
I'm ready. I'm excited. I know that y'all love ball. I know that y'all been waiting for a long time. And so let's get this thing going. Let's show the love from each side. It's been pretty cool for me because I've been in some pretty historic places. So, you know, to be able to, you know, take the torch from those type of guys, I'm excited. I'm ready, and I can't wait to you know, see everybody's faces, to hear the fans roaring on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. It's really exciting, and I can't wait. Go
Jeff,
Bears.
Jeff Joniak and Caleb Williams.
Yeah, it was definitely a moment that I'll never forget. It's something that, you know, very few people get to do, the sacrifice, hard work that my family and myself have put in, and you know, my mentors leading me, instilling things in me, you know, to be in this historic franchise, and to get this thing going. I'm excited. I'm ready. Let's do it.
There you go, from the Bears draft party last night.
And so, guess how they had him at the draft party? You would think he'd be like on a video board.
Looked like he was in a white shoebox.
So Maggie Sketch upstairs said, are you aware what they're doing with Caleb tonight for the interview for the draft part? No. They had a hologram in a white box, and it looked like the human was standing in there doing the interview, and it was really a hologram of Caleb Williams, and then his voice piped in to make it look like he was talking. Dude, it was unbelievable.
That's very strange. You didn't run away from that?
I did not. It was
weird.
Unbelievable the level that the Bears have taken this franchise to in so many different areas. Super cool.
Now, we can almost turn the page now and look at today, day two of the draft. Cap, there's still holes on the roster. Even today, even though we are excited about how the Bears were able to bolster their offense with a rookie quarterback and a rookie wide receiver, you still have to be concerned about the offensive line. We've had several guests on talking about the offensive line, and we've talked about it. I said, Cap, are you sure a starter is on this? Are the new Bears on the offensive line? Is there a starter there? Like Ryan Bates, is he the starting center?
He's the starting center.
Like, are they going to upgrade that? Will they get someone in the draft? Like, that's the question. That question still stands. He made some choices, did Ryan Poles, at the offensive line. I'd like to know if there's more here in this draft.
Yeah, maybe he gets an offensive lineman in round three or four, but this is your starting center, Ryan Bates, and it's someone that they have wanted for a while. They signed him to an offer sheet 2 years ago, and now Buffalo had massive cap issues, so they used their fifth-round pick, the Bears, to get a 27-year-old finished product that they think could be a really good player.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it because that's important. You know how paramount that is for the center and the quarterback to be on the same page? Fields didn't get a lot of that while he was a Chicago Bear.
Did not.
It's hard to be the quarterback when you're picking up a ground ball to short.
Right. Lucas Patrick playing for Seattle now, or going to camp with them at least, because he couldn't get the job done here.
So, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Rick in beautiful Chatham on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Hey, great morning. And it's a great deal. I've been humbled. You know, I've learned that I don't know polls about football, you know, but what I really was talking about is the organization. I'm excited about Hoodie, where you're talking about the organization. Maybe Cap can remember. I mean, we've always had great players in the Bears. And look, we put two people in the Hall of Fame just this last cycle. Mm-hmm. The Bears own the Hall of Fame. We don't own the Lombardi Trophy. So we're going to, the players. But look at the organization. I'm going to go back, but maybe Cap remembers. We had a mom-and-pop operation for years. And our first stab at getting a real general matter manager was when they went and hired Jim Finks, and he's going to bring a real team in there. And Finks would be drafting all these linemen, and I'd be disagreeing with his draft choices and everything like that. But he drafted a Super Bowl team.
He did.
And then we had the try-hard Bears of a Bridge Too Far Bears in 2005. They didn't quite make it. But Poles is right up there with the great organizations, you know. He is what he's doing, you know, with this. I mean, you look at the things like that. I'd say he's like the godfather, you know. He went to I went to Charlotte and said, I'm going to make you a trade offer. You can't refuse, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he just built on that. And we have to light a candle for St. Lovie Smith. I'm sorry. St. Lovie Smith, the man who made two great, won a game on his last coaching breath in a coaching position, won a game that established two franchises with franchise quarterbacks.
No doubt.
And thanks for the call. You realize on that drive, I went back and was watching this on social, Davis Mills converted 4th and 10 and 4th and 20. 4th and 10 and 4th and 20.
Oh, yeah.
You know what the odds were? You said it earlier. It was time for us to get some of the breaks. and we got it. And then they went for two and got it. Bears get the number one pick. What?
Yes. The Bears never get enough good fortune. And just as Rick just said, you know, the Bears have always had great players here and there that were developed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care how long you've been a franchise. At somewhere along the way, you will stumble across a great player. Is that one great player the difference between you winning the Super Bowl or not? You know, it all depends. But the point is, though, it's about time the Bears were able to get some good fortune.
Yes.
The Atlanta Falcons opened the door for Odunze. Lovie opened the door for the Bears to get the number one pick a couple of years ago. There you go. It doesn't happen often, if at all, to the Chicago Bears. But it has.
And that owner, David Tepper, every day he does something else that makes me scratch my head and go, how did you ever become a billionaire? If you're just tuning in, this dude was driving to the state the football offices yesterday for the draft. He drives by a bar. The bar has a sign out, hey, Panthers, this year let the GM and coach make the pick, because the owner is the one that wanted Bryce Young. This billionaire pulled the car over and went in and asked them to take the sign down, and they did not.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Hey, boys. Hello, Eddie.
Good morning. So I predict that the Chicago Bears will finish third in the division.
Of course you do.
If J.J. McCarthy starts for the Vikings, he will have a better season than our quarterback. For one reason, he's going to play in the dome, and he's got the best receiver in the league, well, arguably one. I like the guy in on the Rams also from last year or whatnot, fourth-round pick. And I believe the future stars will be drafted in the second and third round in this draft. So that's where you're going to get your picks, because if we look at history repeats itself all the time, all the great players that are coming up now, they were drafted in what, second, third, fourth round?
Yeah, I know. Patrick Mahomes was a seventh rounder. Let's see.
Not Mahomes. But Mahomes was drafted lower in the draft. A lot of people didn't pick him to be as good as he is.
Okay. Eddie, stop with the negativity, man.
No, it's fine. It's fine for Eddie to feel that way. My only issue with your call this morning is that you referred to Caleb Williams as our quarterback. Who's our?
He is ours. And I like him, too.
No. You're a Commanders. Wait. No, stop. You're a Commanders fan. There's no our. Are you not?
Do you guys believe?
Yeah. Are you going to answer my question? Are you not a Washington fan? Yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. There is no our, Eddie. You're not a Bears fan. Stop.
I've been a Bears fan all my life.
You're a Washington old Redskin fan.
Buddy, only thing I want to see, and it's been since 1985, is a Super Bowl. That's it. Period.
You're not,
I don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
And if Hollywood Russell Wilson at 5'11 can give us the Super Bowl, and if Caleb Williams can do the same thing, I will buy a jersey.
Hollywood Russell Wilson, what are you talking about?
Are you crying right now, Eddie?
He's 6'1", first of all. Number two, every single person they've interviewed said he is nothing like Hollywood.
He's
nothing.
Crying. Stop crying, Eddie.
Eddie's devastated.
He's crying.
You too can help Eddie and people like Eddie.
Who's in a denial, believing he's a Chicago Bears fan as he tries to ease his way onto the bandwagon. But we know that you're a Washington Commanders fan. At every turn, you take a shot at the Chicago Bears. You're not a Bears fan. You're a critic. And you too could take this critic home. Check out the number on the bottom of your screen.
Just 38 cents a day. We'll keep Eddie in Commander's gear.
The QR code is on the bottom of the screen. You're a hater, Eddie, and you need to be taken home.
And happy Chinooka.
Thank you very much, Eddie from the North Side. 332 ESPN is our telephone number. You're not a Chicago Bears fan. You're just not. You wax poetic about the 1980s all the time. And Washington in particular.
Yes, he does.
Courtney Cronin with the latest on the Chicago Bears from Detroit.
Let's go.
That's next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports.
Hang on a second.
ESPN 1000.
We turn now to intrepid reporter David Kaplan with breaking news on Cap and Jay Hood. Cap.
First of all, breaking news is brought to you by the Advantage Dealer Group, home of the 60-minute guarantee. Adam Schefter is tweeting this just now. Fanatics announced this morning that Chicago's number one overall draft pick, Caleb Williams, broke the Fanatics record for draft night merchandise sales for any draft pick in any sport, beating the previous record that was set a week ago by Caitlin Clark.
That's significant, for sure.
Let me read that again. Chicago's number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, has broken the Fanatics' all-time record for draft night merchandise sales for any draft pick in any sport, all time, beating the previous record set last week by Caitlin Clark, who is as popular as any athlete we've seen in a decade.
That is amazing.
Awesome.
We turn now to the hotline.
That would be the CarX Tire and Auto Hot.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Courtney Cronin covers the Bears for ESPN.com. She joins us on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We are awesome, Courtney. It was a phenomenal night for the Chicago Bears. And Hoodie played some audio from Ryan Pohl saying, Ian had to talk me out of doing something foolish, trading up to get our guy Rome Odunze. What did you think of the whole night?
Yeah, wouldn't it have been great if Terry Fontenot had that guy in Atlanta to stop him from drafting Michael Penix at 8? But
yeah.
No, I thought that it was, this is the dream scenario. This is exactly how it would play out in every scenario if they could nail it and say this is exactly what we want. But we know from polls that when they were doing their projections, they didn't always have Rome Odunze there at number 9. So the fact that they not only have their next quarterback, who they believe can be a franchise guy, a generational talent, all of the things that have been associated with Caleb Williams, they're immediately pairing him with one of the best wide receivers from the college football landscape last year. And I don't think you can look at this offense and look at this, certainly wide receiver trio is one of the best in the NFL, no question, but not expect that this is going to go from one of the worst offenses last year to one of the best and maybe shift the way that the offense operates here. Like maybe this becomes a pass heavy attack because you certainly have the weapons and the infrastructure to make that happen. A quarterback that is an upgrade as a passer that can make that happen. And this feels like the way that you modernize to adapt to the rest of the NFL and something that they've been building towards that took a long time to get to. But now they finally reached the finish line with all of that, and then they can take the next step to making those things happen since they finally have the right personnel to do that.
Courtney, what is the perception of Ryan Poles and what the Bears have done around the league? I know you talked to a lot of people. I just wonder the perception outside of Chicago on how the Bears are being built.
The amount of time that it took to get here, like when we were talking with Poles last night and he mentioned how, you know, it's been 2 years, but it feels like it's been far longer than that. I can tell you as someone who covers this team, it's felt like it's been, you know, a decade of watching this happen because so much has gone into putting themselves in position to go get the to go get their quarterback with the number one overall pick. And a lot of luck goes into that, but a lot of strategy in projecting that you would be able to get a high draft pick in trading last year's number one pick and have the scenario play out the way that it did. And some people I spoke with last night, my phone was blowing up after the Rome Odunze pick, and I had one personnel executive text me saying, damn, he's really in his bag tonight. And I'm like, yeah, like this is, you know, this is what they had hoped for. Like you never know how it's going to play out. And I do think that this took a lot of gumption from this team to be able to stomach the last 2 years to get to this point. And the direction now is only going up. Like, and the thought that comes into play is, what are expectations? What are realistic expectations for Caleb Williams in his rookie season? What are realistic expectations for the Bears this year? And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the quarterback position is no longer going to hold them back in Chicago. The offense is no longer going to be putrid and hold this team back, where your defense has to overcompensate for a scheme that's inept, for players who can't execute at a high level, and for just, frankly, a lack of talent, which is what they've had over the last 2 years. And they've been building towards a place where the cupboard is finally full and finally giving them the scenario where they can, like, hit the launch pad and, you know, start contending right away this year.
In terms of what they do now, it picks third round and fourth round. Do you think there's any chance they take some of the draft capital of next year and go back into the second round? Because we had 23 of 32 picks were offensive players. There's Jerzon Newton from Illinois, the interior defensive lineman. There are corners out there. There are rush edges out there. Do you think they do it? Jackson Powers Johnson, the center, is out there. Do you think they do that?
I have a hard time believing that they would trade. Like, that feels like a desperation move. And I know they're going to have a long time to wait until they're on the clock at 75 tonight. And he didn't rule it out yesterday. He said he would have to look at, you know, how the board falls to figure out what their best options were. So it's not like he flat out said no. But I find it hard to envision that they're going to give up. You know, I know they have a lot of picks next year, and not all of them
11.
Are theirs.
11.
Like, I get that, but, like, you have to be dead convinced that there's somebody there in the second round that you're going to give up a pick for next year. Because, you know, the teams are going to be eyeing that Carolina pick with the second round pick, the additional pick I believe they have in the fourth round next year as well. I can't see it. I can't see a path for that to happen in a seamless manner, but I also know that they have plans to, they have, like, the hope that they can address the defensive line tonight, because that's still the biggest outlier. And if they can get somebody there at 75, and if you're starting to look through, like, the best available players on the board, there will be defensive linemen. There will be edge rushers at that spot. And hopefully if they decide they want to go the defensive tackle route too, that should be an option. But I can't see them giving up future draft capital to try to get back in, knowing that they don't really have to do that. It's not a panic move when there's still veteran options along the defensive line. Like, Unique Ngakoue is still out there. It's somebody that they could end up re-signing. Matt Eberflus told us at owners meetings that they could sign somebody after the draft, another veteran option, the way that they did last year. So I don't think they're going to get in a panic mode today where they feel that they have to get back in the draft and try to move up to go from 75 into the second round.
The teams that do the due diligence, like the Chicago Bears, what are those teams in the league, Courtney? When you think about teams like the Bears, again, just incrementally, step by step, trying to build this thing, those teams in the NFL, do they remind you of what the Chicago Bears have done, the upper echelon?
Trying to think back on that, to the teams that have done it this way. I mean, you can point to Cincinnati a couple years ago after they drafted Joe Burrow and then surrounded him with a really nice core of weapons, from a stable backfield to Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. And that quickly got them into a different class in the AFC, and it got them into the Super Bowl. They come to mind right away. What Miami did with Tua Tagovailoa and his development going into year three is another option. I think that you can make a very strong case that the Bears have followed a plan that, you know, should it pan out, which it has to pan out considering the gamble that they made and the moves that they made and how much time it took to get here. Like, we'll be looking back at this as, certainly the trade will always come to mind about how the Bears were able to fleece Carolina out of that number one, or, you know, to take the 2023 number one overall pick, and what the Bears got for, you know, in exchange of all of that. And it wasn't just last year. It's looking at, you know, Tyreek Stevenson, Darnell Wright, Caleb Williams, all of the things that came from that trade, DJ Moore. And we're going to be looking at that as a case study of, okay, this is how you execute a rebuild, and it doesn't have to feel like you're in a constant state of a rebuild, like, I don't know, the Jets, for example, which, you know, teams that are perennially tearing it down just to build it back up. You have to have the stomach for it, for the type of rebuild they went through, where they were designed to lose the first year, and, you know, frankly, we're kind of designed to be in that same category last year as well, when they realized that their quarterback that they had were going to pan out. But sticking to a plan and not having these knee-jerk moves where they were active at the trade deadline because they foreshadowed what was going on with the wide receiver class, with the defensive line class, for the following years, and being able to make those moves happen and then put yourself in position to go after who you want. I think that it's a masterclass in the way that they did it. And they deserve a lot of credit for being able to pull it off after two really tough years.
Hey, real quick before we get out of here, Michael Penix goes 8 to the Atlanta Falcons. Diana Rossini, I don't know if you saw her tweet a few minutes ago. He never made a 30 visit. They watched him at a 45-minute workout, and that was it. What is your take?
They're going the Green Bay route. You know, for now and for later, but I don't understand how you can guarantee $100 million to Kirk Cousins. And that's not just like a short-term two-year thing. That's a four-year contract for him. You're anticipating that he's going to be playing there for not only the 2024 season, but 2025, 2026. And when are you going to be developing this first-round quarterback? Like, I'm all for always taking a quarterback in the draft. I think that that's what smart teams do, that you always restore – you know, that position with good high-end depth, and the guy becomes a starter. But to use number 8 when they have so many other needs, defensive line being one of them, they could have had the top pass rusher available, and they chose not to go that route. God, if Bill Belichick was the coach there, do you think this happens? I don't.
No, it does not.
Oh, yeah.
As always, Courtney, we appreciate it. Great work.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
See ya.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Make me feel good.
Don't worry, call the car X-Men.
Coming up, more of your phone calls. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. The Bears are able to get Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, and we're talking about it on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Here's today's headline with Captain J. Hood.
All right, first round of the NFL draft is in the books. The NFL, the draft. Is in the books. Caleb Williams, wide receiver Roma Dunze, officially the picks at 1 and 9. Dunze caught 92 passes, 1,640 yards, 13 touchdowns in his final season at Washington. In the division, Vikings made 2 trades, traded up twice, got J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama. Packers got a good offensive tackle, Jordan Morgan from Arizona. And the Lions traded up to 24 to select Alabama corner Terrion Arnold.
Anyway.
White Sox tied the worst 25-game start in the wild card year with a 6-3 loss to Minnesota, dropping them to 3-22 through the first 25 games. Sox and Rays tonight, 6 o'clock, pregame 6:40, first pitch on ESPN 1000. And the Cubs swept away the Astros yesterday, 3-1. Pete Crawstrong, a game-winning 2-run home run for his first major league hit, improving to 16-9 on the season. They'll head to Boston for a 3-game weekend series. Game 1 tonight at 6:10 from Fenway. Jay Moore.
Hold the meat.
Captain Jay Hood, I'm back.
I want to thank both you guys, man, for the great season of Bears information. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys, and I love the show.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. With the 9th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft,
brother.
The Chicago Bears select
brother.
Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
The brother. The brother.
Indeed it is. Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze are the new Chicago Bears for 2024. We're glad you're with us here on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000, Cap and Jay Hood. Normally at this time, Cap, we'd give you a Friday folder, but we've got to continue to plow through with the celebration on this Bears Victory Friday.
That is correct. We've got so many calls. We'll get right to them. But the Friday folder and our draft coverage right now with callers, brought to you by Lou Malnati's Pizza. Get your deep dish fixed by ordering online for carryout, delivery, or dine-in. They have the limited edition Mike's Hot Honey Pizza available, thin crust or deep dish. If you're looking for a great Friday night dinner, it's amazing.
I commend Mike for that.
Mike's Hot Honey or yes. Mike Archer, the CEO?
Yes.
Both.
Yes.
There you go.
For getting
is
in.
He hot?
Yeah. Is Mike hot? Is he hot? He
He's
is.
A stud.
He is.
Yeah.
With the pizza that's right there.
There you go. I tried it. It's amazing.
Hey, could you text him and tell him I appreciate... Oh. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number.
I forgot my phone today, and I'm like a man without a country. Like, I'm so out of sorts. Zetterman's like, you know, if you would unplug from your phone sometimes, it'd be really good for your mental health. No, Danny, it's not. I need a therapist to get through the rest of the morning.
That's why I'm here every morning. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you.
Damn.
We say hello to Rob in Sugarland, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Great day, fellas. You're right, Mr. Hoodie. It's supposed to be a day of celebration, and we got to listen to calls from Eddie from the north side.
Oh, well,
he's like the kid at Christmas who opened his present this morning and got a Caleb Williams jersey and wanted J.J. McCarthy jersey. what's wrong with some of these people?
Yeah, you're correct.
Is Lee Allen getting ready to call in and give us his analysis of the draft?
Because he called really in. He called it the greatest night in Bears history.
Oh, he did?
He did.
He's on the wagon again, huh?
He is.
I wonder what time he started drinking this morning.
Take that, Lee Allen.
My God, Rob, with a tight five on stage.
Rob, fire it.
Just a little tired that this can't be a more positive day. We got to listen to some of these idiots call in when the season hasn't even started yet.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Rob,
fire it.
Oh, my God.
From the upper deck.
Just a minute, Cap. Usually the friendly, affable Rob from Sugarland, Texas has had enough already.
When he drops the hammer, it hits a little different.
Oh, yes, it does.
I call him Top Rope Rob.
Holy smokes.
That was awesome.
All right. Nick in Norwich on ESPN 1000. All right, Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, right?
But when you lead with that, we know what's coming. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but here I'm going to piss in your cornflakes. Go ahead, piss.
Well, but the reality is, right? The reality is the Bears didn't just lose the NFC Championship game, and now they've reloaded, and we think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl, right? Nothing's been proven yet. I mean, it's looking promising, but at the end of the day, I think everyone can agree that championship teams are built within the trenches, right? So, obviously Lucas Patrick was not satisfactory at center. The Coleman Shelton signing does not excite anyone. He's not going to stop good defensive linemen. He still will be a liability. Ryan Bates played 4 snaps last year. So for as great as everyone's saying he is, obviously he wasn't great enough to start in Buffalo.
Well, they had an all-pro center in front of him.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's not like all these teams were clamoring to get him. So I still feel the
interior. How do you know that that teams weren't clamoring to get him? Ryan Poles signed him to an offer sheet. Let me ask you a question. When you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, do you trust Ryan Poles in the job he's doing?
No, not yet.
Fine.
God bless you.
Because in my opinion,
it must suck to wake up as you. It really must suck.
The offensive line has one player that any other team would want right now, and that's Darnell Wright.
Oh, really? Nobody would want Tevin Jenkins, who's one of the most talented offensive linemen in the league.
The problem with Tevin is he's going into a contract year without an extension because he's never able to stay healthy. And Tevin is he's a Pro Bowl-level guard if he can stay healthy. But at the end of the day, we all know he currently is a liability from a health perspective, unfortunately. Right? No one's going to say we're very confident he can play a full season.
Yeah, and too bad DJ Moore's not 22 and he's 27. I mean, my God. Like,
I'm happy with I have no problem with the weapons. At the end of the day, the Lions are where they're at because of drafting offensive line. And Montez Sweat is a great defensive end. I'm very high on Dexter. But at the same time, through this offseason, if the money that was allocated to Swift and Keenan Allen, who's in a contract year at 32, was given to Wilkins, I would be so much more confident that the team was heading in the right direction, because then you're securing at least the defensive line. But right now, teams currently, I mean, Dexter's going to have to take a huge leap to get that defensive line to be a legitimate, for offenses to fear it.
I mean,
sit your ass down.
So let's address this, and we appreciate your phone call. You have a right to be pessimistic. I understand that, because you haven't seen it on the field yet. I understand. Because all we're talking about is depth charts, and we're talking about weapons and the weapons that the Bears have versus others in the NFC North versus the NFC versus the NFL. We totally understand that. I started the show, and I've been saying throughout the show that I'm a fan of the process that Ryan Poles has thrown out there. Now, again, We don't know what it looks like when it starts, but here's the thing. Think about previous Bears offseasons, unless this is your first one. I know that we've had a ton of offseasons to look at, Cap. The process is what I'm a fan of, because when you go from 3 wins to 7 wins and you make upgrades, significant upgrades to the roster, that's what keeps me optimistic about the future, because you're building towards something. Again, for Nick and for others, this is something they haven't seen before, Cap. Like, well, I mean, yeah, you plug this hole, but what about this? Well, there's still more days in the draft, is there not?
You're correct.
Okay, so I didn't know that the draft ended last night, and then what you see is what you get. There's going to be more that's going to be done for this football team. And also with young players, it's about development as well. So the bottom line is that I understand you want to be pessimistic. I have no problem with you being that way. But I think that at the very minimum, you could be a fan of the process of what Ryan Poles is putting together, because this is completely different and new than what we've seen. That's the point.
Agreed. Totally agree. And I think he's far too negative for my take.
I get it. He wants to see it on the field. Many Bears fans want to see it on the field. But you know what, though? You can't deny that what's happened here with the Chicago Bears is in a big increase and a big leap from where they were 2 years ago when Poles took over.
It's massive where they've gone. Massive.
What's the latest with the weather this weekend? We find out from Tracy Butler and more of your Bears conversation on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
It's Friday. Yeah. It's time to get it in for the weekend. Now back to Cap and Jay Hood. Turn the levels all the way up. ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap, we have been able to qualify possible winners for the $1,000 Club Hawthorne free bet for the Kentucky Derby. It's really awesome. And we've had 3 finalists for this $1,000 Club Hawthorne free bet.
That is correct. We've got Ron up in Harwood Heights. We have
it's
Nancy.
It's 2 marks and a Paul.
All right. So let's spin the wheel.
Okay.
Bozo show. Who is the winner? It lands on Paul in Palos Park. Paul, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, guys. It's pretty sweet.
How about
that? I'm going to have to listen to Jim Miller or Eddie O and get some picks, or maybe just talk to Cappy here.
He will have a Kentucky Derby pick for you next Friday, so you'll be able to use your $1,000 Club Hawthorne free bet for the Derby, and we'll get you a pick. You make it in the end. It's your own, but we'll give you our advice and see if we can make you some money. Maybe
awesome.
There's another
thanks,
85
guys.
To 1 shot, and you get wealthy, kid.
Yeah, I don't know what's actually better, winning this potential free bet or the free bet offer, or the fact that the Bears killed it in the draft last night. I don't know what I'm more excited about.
I would say it's the same, Paul. Could you tell us one thing? What station just hooked you up with a $1,000 Club Hawthorne free bet?
ESPN Radio 1000.
All right.
You're the man, Paul. Good luck.
All right, close enough. All right, now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Jay Moore.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh! Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
The rest of the second round, third round, fourth round, some offensive lineman Chicago selects from the University of Montana.
Oh!
What the heck? Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Let me know if he can play.
My God.
I don't care.
That guy's pretty good with his tongue, though, I'll tell you that. Whoever that player is. My God.
Quick off the ball.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently that player is.
Chicago selects.
And that's all, folks.
The classic Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by my friends David Flom and Matt Moore, Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Go over there and celebrate the draft, baby. Burger, fries, avocado, get the healthy fat. And then get yourself the mint Oreo ice cream pie. Thank me later.
Or whatever you'd like. As we turn now to Tracy Butler from ABC 7 wow. Eyewitness News.
Just a suggestion.
No, that's fine. But, you know, there's more than what Cap says on the menu. Order what you like because it's all great. Not just the 2 or 3 items with the less fat.
I said more. Healthy fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Avocado.
Yes. I don't like avocado.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's why at Chicago Cut, you can get whatever you'd like.
And I would. Exactly. And I have.
Yes.
I love it there.
Tracy Butler from ABC 7 Eyewitness News with the weekend weather. Tracy, it looks sunny now, but doesn't look good later.
Ooh, yes. Okay, so my weather picks, my selections for the weekend weather draft.
Oh, she has a weather draft.
That's right.
All right.
Are as follows. Rain this afternoon.
What time?
As early as 1 o'clock.
I got to go get my run in, like, right after the show. Right. I was hoping to get a little nap in.
Oh, start now.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
Did you see the stress that came over his face when I said that?
It's all about him.
You were in bed at 6 o'clock last night. I walked in the house at 11. I was right back down there on the morning show with you.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
That's interesting. He looks like
someone bring me my violin. Yeah.
If he had his phone, he could call the Whambulance about it.
Forgot my phone. I feel like a man without a country.
I heard.
Yeah, that's something.
No wonder you appear, you know, very distressed.
I am.
Yeah.
I see that.
He doesn't have his phone, but he knows where your house is because he looked in it and knew what time you went to bed. Just keep that in mind. Mark that for the...
That's a little scary.
Mark that for the judge. Go ahead.
We'll close the gates next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. So my other draft picks for the weekend weather... it's going to warm up here tomorrow and Sunday. We're up around 80 degrees both days.
Love it.
So many dry hours over the weekend. I know you've been hearing a lot of chatter about some thunderstorm chances, and yes, we do have those. Here's my time frame for wet weather. Today, we have wet weather from 1 o'clock this afternoon. Oh. That's the earliest we probably start to get some showers in. I know the UIC Flames, they got a big series this weekend.
It's Valparaiso, yes.
I know, and we're trying to get that game in. Noon, I almost said first tee, but first pitch. Yes, so we got to try to get that game in. So showers are going to linger into this evening. We probably are going to see just a few isolated thunderstorms after about 10 o'clock tonight. Rain will be out of here by about 5 a.m. tomorrow, but then after about 9 o'clock tomorrow night, we're watching for some other thunderstorms to come.
Wow.
Sunday morning, I know we have a lot of benefits, charity walks, the big MS walk getting underway at Soldier Field on Sunday. Rain should be done by 8 a.m. At this point, we're looking for another high of 80 degrees, and then 8 p.m. and into early Monday morning, some more showers and storms are coming our way, and windy, too.
Okay.
That's your setup.
We just have to be able to navigate around it. We'll be fine.
Exactly. You'll be fine.
I'll be watching.
Yes.
Charged up my old Apple Watch. I've got them on the small screen, but I will be watching my partner.
Damn. Okay.
Damn.
Well, that's awfully nice of you.
Thank you. I'm supportive.
How many calls have you taken from Roz, giving you traffic while she's at home?
Not one.
She hasn't called
you? She is enjoying her life. She is having a good old time.
Yeah.
Although she sent me a great cicada video the other day because the cicadas are coming.
There was such a thing.
They're starting to emerge.
No, I know there's cicadas. I didn't know there was such a thing as a great cicada video.
Well, because you could start to see the larva coming out of one of the big emergence holes. So we got eyes everywhere, guys.
We watched that at like xvideos.com.
It's fantastic.
You walked right in and out.
Fantastic.
So
hey,
I did.
What do you think of my manicure?
It's lovely.
I have a silver pinky nail because...
I think it looks better on Caleb.
It does.
I'm not so sure about it.
And on him, looks like a cocaine finger.
I wouldn't know what that looks like.
Yeah, there it is right there. It's right in front of you. So you can see him. So you can see the powder.
Sniff, sniff.
We thank you for listening and calling in a big part of the program. Here on Cap and Jay Hood, our thanks to Shay and Jay Moore. How about a Bears victory Monday?
Let's do it. If it's a victory every freaking day, we get Tracy Butler in here.
Aww,
so long, everybody.
Love you guys from Chicago.
Take that.
JC, good morning. How are you?